R
I
D
E
5 Pride 5 Podcast.
Hello, this is your host Tyler McCall, and welcome to the
Pride 5 Podcast.
Today's speakers are
Christina Miller,
Haley Olson,
Kate Willish,
and Michaela Stevens.
In today's podcast, we will be talking about our moms and their turning points.
What is a turning point?
Well, Michaela, a turning point is a decisive life change based on a realization inspired by an event.
Let's look at some examples of a turning point.
Dun, 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 dun. Transition.
Imagine this. You're a 33-year-old mother of three children at the ages of 12, 10, and 1. You have a job but not good pay, and you hate your job. And you work from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. almost every night, so you're exhausted. And you can't spend time with your family as much as you would like. You have no one to take care of your kids. This is how it was for Angie McCall, and this is how she switched her life around by changing jobs and doing what she loves. I started as a part-time employee as a server at a restaurant before I was even born, so more than 12 years ago. She kept getting promoted until she got to the top. I was promoted as the manager for a local restaurant. She was at the highest point she could go. I hated my job. I wanted to leave, but I needed the money, she said in the interview. So she wanted to quit her job and become a peer counselor. We need examples like Angie more often in our lives to remind us to never give up when we don't have a good day or week or month or even year, because you never know, it could lead to something great. Just like Angie, she didn't give up when she had a bad day or even a bad job. She worked hard to get that job as a peer counselor. She had to learn a lot and work harder than she ever had before. She was determined and she never gave up her dream, and now she is very happy with her job.
Dun, 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 dun. Transition.
Picture it. You're about 16. You've been abused by your parents. Despite watching them get drunk every night and treating you horribly, you're doing pretty well in school. You're holding it together, but suddenly the school district moves you to a different school. You lose your friends, your only support system. You lose the credit for all of your extracurricular activities. Your life's in shambles. You decide that school isn't worth all the fuss, and you decide not to go to college. You want to be in control of something since you feel like you aren't in control of your life. All you want is an escape from the horrible life you have to live. So you start drinking. You work all day and stay up all night. You get to work late and they tell you that if you don't start showing up late, that they are going to fire you. You aren't happy, you aren't healthy, and you aren't responsible. You've hit rock bottom. You aren't sure what to do with your life. This is exactly what happened to Barbara Miller, my mother. She wasn't happy because drinking brought out the worst in her. No filters, no perspective. She wasn't happy before she started drinking, but the drinking just magnified how unhappy she was. She wasn't healthy in her mental state, emotional state, or physical state. She realized that she had hit rock bottom when she realized that the drugs had control of her, and that she was completely out of control, and when she only survived her life from drink to drink. When she decided to get sober, to stop drinking, she noticed a change. She would smile and be happy more often. She became healthier in her mental, emotional, and physical state, and more responsible. She was a better person, and she was more a whole person. She learned life skills and truths that helped her deal with things that happened in her life instead of just trying to escape them. If she hadn't gotten sober, she would have never met my dad or had three wonderful kids. When you're young, you have this picture of what you want your life to look like when you're done with school. But a lot of the time, it doesn't turn out the way you expect it to. That's what happened to my mom. For a long time, it wasn't how she wanted her life to be. But once she realized what she needed to do to change that, she did that.
Dun, 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 dun. Transition.
Oh, that makes more sense. So Kate's mom's turning point would be...
Dun, 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 dun. Transition.
Think about this. Driving to work and deciding after going to college once to go again and get another degree in something else. Well, this is what Lisa Willis decided to do. She has a degree to be a dental hygienist, but decided to go back to college and become a surgical scrub. Lisa wanted to make this change because she did not get paid a lot for working 7 days a week. She was also not appreciated for everything that she did. She thought it would be for the best because she needed a change in her life. She went back to college and tried something else, something that she liked. That was to become a surgical scrub. And she's doing that still now, and she really likes it.
Dun, 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 dun. Transition.
Wow, we learned a lot about our mom's turning points.
Well, thank you for listening to today's Pride 5 Podcast.
Here's a special thanks to Mr. Stubbs for teaching us about turning points.
And here's a big thank you to Mrs. Olson, Haley's mom, for being our guest speaker.
Thank you!
P-R-I-D-E
5! Pride 5 Podcast!